pushing away divorce and pushing away sexual immorality. Oneness. We're a team. When she lose, I lose. When I win, she win. I've said this in, often in married counsel. I've sit back and listen to couples, and I'm saying, they sabotaging their own family with one another. I mean, you sit there and say, for real? You know when you hurt him, you hurting yourself. You know when you hurt her, you hurting you? Amen. Amen. Oh, you don't pay that mortgage, y'all gonna be out on the street. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? I mean, I'll sit there and say, this is sabotage. But the two shall be
one.
Last but not least. Say the priority. Say the permanence. Say the purpose. Let's see the picture. Before we deal with the picture, we talk about oneness. Getting away from easily being divorced. Man asked her, pastor asked the woman, said, why you want to get divorced? She said, well, years ago I was looking for the ideal. But it turned out to be an ordeal. So now I want me a new deal. Usually that's the way it's summed up, right? I was looking for the ideal marriage, but it turned out to be some ordeal, but now I want a new deal. What I'm trying to say, we got to make sure that we hold marriage high and holy. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
That's what God intended when he created this family. He expects that death will what? Do you part? Amen. Verse 25. Say the priority. Say the permanence. Say the purpose. Let's see the picture. Verse 25. And they were both
naked,
the man and his wife, and were not
ashamed.
That's the picture of marriage. Two people, a man and a woman, coming together, becoming and living together unashamed. That's the picture. Wherever we go, Terrain and I can walk, holding hands. We're living in the glory, under the glory of God. Holding hands. Loving one another. God gave us a picture. That's the way every marriage union should be. It should be a picture of unshamedness. Amen. Can I get a witness? Are you ashamed of your husband? Are you ashamed of your wife? That's our deep. Amen. Say the building of the family. Whoever has the family has the future. This is why our society is what it is now, because the structure of family has been torn down. Amen?
Amen.
And we got to get back to the design that God made, a man leaving his father and his mother and cleaving to his wife. No more two, but one. Unashamed. Before God and before those who are around. Amen?
Amen.
Next Sunday, we're going to have part four. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to deal with the family falls. We need to come and find out why families fall. Amen. Let's stand to our feet.